Over here, the Mechaber says, so you should talk to the tzipayin. It's if you have dirt underneath the nail, shloi kineged abasa chaytitz, kineged abasa eine chaytitz. That's when it's soya. But say you should talk to the tzipayin, I feel like kineged abasa chaytitz. Veizel, what's considered kineged abasa and shloi kineged abasa? So you talk about the tzipayin, oidev alabasa. So what's before over here in the Mechaber is that by Batzik, it doesn't make a difference if it's connected or not connected. It's always a Chaitzis. Masha'engim Vaitzaya, over there, there's a chalik between connected and Shlai connected. What's the difference? So the Rambam Pishnais explains that the Tzaya is referring to the Zoyahamas, the sweat, the dirt, where dirt only shalai kenegel basa is chaitz. That the zama is only chaitz when shalai kenegel basa. The Beis Yosef brings a stira. When he gave batzek, he brings a stira in the Mishnayis, where in Mishnah Zayin, Parthes Mishnah Zayin, and this is batzek shetachas a tzipayin a chaitz. So it talks about batzek which is under the tzipayin. And then Mishnah Dalit says, Soya Shetach Zitzpayin is not Chaitzitz. So is dirt Chaitzitz or not Chaitzitz? And Parsh says, well, the Chilik one would make is that one's talking about Batzik, one's talking about Soya. And therefore, it will go straight across the board. Batzik is always Chaitzitz, and Soya is never Chaitzitz. That's the Parsh says of answering of the steer in the Mishnayis. And that's where the Rambam Paskins, there's not a Chalik at all between Keneged Abasa and Shalai Keneged Abasa. But in the Tesefta we have Mefurish Tzoya Shetachas Atzipoyin Shalai Keneged Abasa Vahatit Vahabotzik Shetachas Atzipoyin Vahafila Keneged Abasa Harei Luchayis. So it's Mefur in the Tesefta that Tzoya Shalai Keneged Abasa is even if it's Tzoya is Chaitzitz. Even if it's Tzoya. And that's the way the Rash and the Rosh quote this Tosef, and that's the Psak of the Torah. The Beis Yosef writes, "Va'poisim shepaskua soivim the masnisin svara the ikal aflugi ben kineged habasa l'shalai kineged habasa madashim l'frush masnisin pirsh v'tosefta." These poisim will hold. That's not so shver. As they chnami the Mishnah left it for our svara, and the Tosefta came and explained. That's the Beis Yosef and the Bach discussed. Now the Beis Yosef goes on to be masbul here. That what is the chilik between the two? The Beis Yosef says that the isha has a baal, she has a husband. I have a place in Shabbatsku, Savior, fine. And the Shield of my Mordechai goes to the Chluchei Tzaya. Oh, yeah. He says
So he's giving us a svar to why.
By Batzik should be more makbid over here. The Prisha says he brings down this nekudah. Says by Batzik the more it's more chaitzitz. Should the beizim magim shimtza Batzik it's panei ikal mech shvut tizgana ba'ala. Ba'amrei like the Beis Yosef wrote down. V'rotza loyma. What's the hezbet to the Beis Yosef? What's the Beis Yosef saying? V'rotza loyma. Bishleima kishin nimtza zohama. Bishleima when you find zohama. Vitzibarneha. The chaylis natzal if named Bala, she can answer herself up. Valema the Laylosha Vitzibarneha. If it's just Zohama, so she can say, that's what it is, but I didn't touch your food with it. And of course, before I make your dough, I would clean my fingers. Have you much the lush of the goyvel tzipanel? Bahazama bibatik. That's what's really bothering her. Now, the Aida Tesefta says the Rambam deal with the Tesefta. So that the basis of answers up how the Rambam deals with the Tesefta. In the Meiri, it's before that why the Rambam did Paschal at the Sefta, he says, because Adrabah, but Kenegir Abasa, there's more of a start to say that Shvi Chaitzitz. But since over there, the Tzai is Muhudik more than when Shlai Kenegir Abasa, so therefore there'll be more of a start to say Zakpada,
or the
it's actually Chaitzitz, but it's more thin. Yeah. Or the Lashon of the Beis Yisrael Shemuel Ben Tam. He says the smack kasev. So you should take the Sipur and Shleik and Egabas. So Shemuel to Sefta the Chaitzim. But I've got the Mishnah Mina and Elu Shein Chaitzim. Lechluchim. So you should take the Sipur. A Chalik Ben Tam. Ben a Nidbekes. The Shein a Nidbekes. That one's more Nidbek than the other. But what comes out is that when it's not nidbak, it's not chaitzitz. The Mishnah is restabber, it's talking about where when it sounds like water gets in. But nidbekes, it's when it's shleik negar basa, it's chaitzitz, but it's nidbekes. And there's a svar of nidbekes over here. Akaparim the Mechaber, how do we pass? And the Mechaber says, we pass in like the Tesefta, that Tzoyah Shalaik and Egerbos is Chaitzit, and we're not Mechalik, what type of Tzoyah? Not like the Rabbeinu Tam. It's the Bekes, not the Bekes, these two Chilukim we don't make. The Taz brings the Das of Rabbeinu Tam. But the Shulchan Aruch, he says, V'leizocham Yizek, Kam Shulchan Aruch, L'Hakol Kokach. So it does make a difference. The Levush in our Chaim, it's in Kup Samach Aleph, Ois Aleph, over there it says that by Tzoya, Shalai Kenegi Bas is Chaitzitz, even though it's not Mahudik Harbe, Kamakim Ne Makbe. Which is Mashman that it's not Mahudik Harbe, and the Chatzitza is not preventing the water from coming in, the water gets in there. But there's some kind of akpada over here again. Some kind of akpada, even though it's not mahadik, even though it's not mahadik, it's not attached tight, water could be getting in there. And it's a pelag, because the levush doesn't hold the rabbis of Shorashi either. It's like, what should be, and that's a deli rabba, but there's ma'ira on the levush. Over here in Yardaya, the levush brings down the mahalach of the Beis Yosef, doesn't come up with these Mahudik and Amadik.
What was it?
Yeah, what? The Levush over there in Kuf Samach Alf Alf. By us and not Shadais. One morning could do the Reb Kibbega and the Ksav HaChaisim. Reb Kibbega, he has an aura on the Shulchan Aruch. He says, and that which the Beis Yosef says is the derech of the Nash and the Suez to be makbet to remove the Tzaya, Kashali, Timkein Havle Lamasnis and Lechalik, the ish ain't a chaitzit, the ish a chaitzit. K'mayit the mechalik the kilkli. Shabai se makayim. Or se vav.
Who is that?
The kiveg in kisav a chaitzit. He has a aura. It's a aura.
What was him saying?
Huh?
His aura was what?
The point of Beis Yosef, that's like we mentioned just before, that Beis Yosef points out that it's by ish who has a baal. It's because of her husband that she's not. So this should be a chal between a ish and a isha, just like by Kilkli. It's a mockery of a chal between ish and isha.
Okay. We've seen other places also like that, like by Sheena, her teeth and
together,
say,
right?
We can say, between ish and isha there, and the Rashi is there, one of the Svaras is it's kind of a bila.
Right. Once together. In Sibab, we see we do. So the Tiferes Lamosha, Tiferes Lamosha says as follows. He says, yes, he says, Ktas Kasha. He says, I understand Batzik, which is under her fingernails. He says, Tina Batzik Shadak Sifarnida. Batzik, which is under her female, so what are you going to say? And also he says, the Shvet, on Tsaya under the toenail, Shalai Kenegida Batzik. Why is it Chaitit? Then we don't have the reason on the basis, but the toenails are not galoy. And the mission is stomach dying, which is mashal, whether it's hands or feet. So the first verse says, La ni is daiti, that according to the Ladasa Goin and the Kaimel Kavasayu, right, going back, this is the first verse we mentioned earlier, that according to the Goin and that we pass the light, then the Raif Sar alone is enough to be considered like Raif Aguf. And he says, nearly Muchma placing the Raif Echamam Kaim and Sheish Basar. He takes a step further, it's even in one area alone, like Raif of the head, or the hair under the arm. Vitzipayrin Dinay Shavel the Shear, the Chamaish Sari Honidim Meruba Ipne Atzmai. Because we have a pasik for the Sarai, like the Ran, we spoke about this normal. Yeah, so too the fingernail. Should we learn from the pasik? It's each fingernail should be needed Ipne Atzmai. And there's a chatzit on Raif the Spire, it's like Raif Kufa, he says. Lachain, he says, Batzik, the Dova Dova, Kumahudde, give a chatzit. Avshay Makpez, Debi Kerubashay Makpez. He's Matzmiya according to that. But again, like we mentioned then, that the Paisim don't seem to go, you don't find the Paisim going so bite at the Tveres Lamosha.
It's
going
to be down each fingernail by itself?
Yeah.
So you're down each piece of hair by itself also?
That might not go. He says each area of hair, but each fingernail is not in the area by itself, it's not together. Your hair is together, unless you're already. But what you see from him is that he's comparing, he's holding that the stump of the Mishnah includes Tziparni Yedah and Tziparni Ragla equally. The Paradis Remainim in Sifse Chacham is Chavdalin of the Ismitami says with Timhani.
By us.
Again, there, if you look on the Chacham, they have that Chelik, Yeshiva doesn't have that Chelik.
No thing is like so.
Nothing.
Everybody's measures I find the Chelik Gimel and there's no such Chelik. I'm looking at three different places that have off
water. I went to Kufa, I had a new print of it with Hagois on the bottom.
Yeah,
you ever saw
it?
Yeah. And they don't have it?
I'll check out fourth place next year.
Fine. Fourth place is a Chelikimel check. So the brothers remind him of the he's with Tommy, he says with Timani. And he says in the towards of Vorm Furish on this din of Tsaya and Batse, it's not the Derek of people to Makbar, he says, Hogomishan Makbar and Chaitz, and according to the Tveres Lamosha, comes that even if you're not Makbar, it's Chaitz, because it's Ruba Shane and Makbar. And then the whole sprach of the tour is Makbar, not Makbar, Derek of people to be Makbar, not the Derek of people to be Makbar. I'm going to use Tveres Lamosha, that you have dirt on your nail, it's like rub the nail already. Don't do it with Derech of people being Makbar. And he says, Tamani Eich Rotz Lahamis is the Devarim into the tour, how do you get into the tour? And Rav Kivega in Drush V'Chiddush, he says, when I'm talking about, he's talking about Tzoy, Shetachas Tzipoy, and he says, perhaps, you're right, maybe it's only underneath the fingernails. The Shaykh Taimi the Beis Yosef, the Ikal and Mecha Shetzkana Bala, Shemachilasi Zama Shetzipanayim. And therefore, the dark gun is Lahakpa to remove all the butter, even Kenegi the Basar. So, also, the reason is, so, Gamkin Zeatam, the Chashi Shalay Yomer Shemitzoas and Lerachatu. Avatachas a tzipirin shal regel, but a shaykh time a manal, Levi Chatzitza. So Yehuba Tzish Tachat Zitzipayim. And that's what we see in the Pesach Tshuva. Oh, you see it from the Chamud Daniel. It's very similar to Rabbi Kivager. And by the Tzipayim on the Rego, we're going to be much less makbid on it. So you have Rabbi Kivager, you have the Pesach Tshuva. And then Akhrami, so when it comes to the Tzipayim, Shetachat Zogleha, we're going to be less makbid over there
She's not looking at her feet.
What?
Because
all this, yeah. It's not Golden, he's not seeing it. It's not coming in contact with her food.
No, that's if she has dough on her feet, then it makes a loss of probably goes down. But I'm saying, but I'd say under her feet, why are we the same thing?
It's not Golden, like the fingernails. Now, the question that comes up is the Rama says Miu in Sipchav. Says Miu calls the Dabke Shein Tzaya Batzit Lachas. Says Me'acher. Tikvah Nagul Litzal Tzipanayim. Now that the meaning is removed the nails, a filu in Tzipayrin Achas Nisha B'Yada. Again, he used Lashem B'Yada. The Tavla Tzirch Tvila Acheres. Okay, Nag. Right now that it became the meaning to remove the nails, even if one nail was left on her hand, and she tells she has to do another tefillah. Now, the chayra, the svar is befrad, if it's one nail left, so she's not going to want one nail left, right? She doesn't want one long nail left on her finger, so she's makbid. Could be, it depends how long it is. You know, sometimes you cut your nail, but there's one nail which is not ready to be cut yet. It doesn't make sense, so it's a little longer than the other ones, but it's not so makbid, so could be it's telling how long it is. The Vice of the Ramay does say, Elosha, feeling tzipayin achas nisha b'yada. If it's one nail. The Shach comes on, the Shach says that if it's lansa, you can be makel as long as it's clean. As long as it was clean, we'll be makel. Because then it's only a chumrah.
Only the yefshir lachser, isn't it?
Lanza, right?
Lanza and Yevsha.
And Yevsha? What is the N Yevsha?
I don't know.
Isn't Lanza Yevsha?
Why is it Yevsha? It's
Ned Yevsha Lachsa. Ned
Yevsha Lachsa. Feel my Lanza Abu Macha.
Yeah.
That's if it's Yevsha without Lanza. That's Yevsha without Lanza. What?
Huh?
What's it? What's it?
He's saying she should be chaser and be pregnant again, even if she only found it the next day.
That's if there was not lanza.
Not lanza.
But I just said, so when I said it's true, and I said, if she lanza, then she's not go back. Right? But he told me it has to be two things, lanza and Yevsha. I don't think it's right.
He wasn't talking, so he's not considering, he's considering lanza after the attachment.
I didn't say that either yet. We'll discuss that soon. We'll discuss the Chuvah's Marav. Which is the Makar to Lanza. If it's Dafkut, Dafkut, not. Like I mentioned last time, there'd be three or four different ways of understanding Lanza. Okay. But whatever Lanza is, that's what he says we're Mekel then, if it's clean. Now, what's called Lanza? Or what happens before Lanza? Let's say before Lanza. Before Lanza. So the Shach says, once you be Machman like Dravon. Halacha l'maisa, if there was not lanza yet, and it's possible to go back, again, a Rav has to make a call if he should use this chumrah or not on her or not. Some women can handle it, some women can handle less, and some women cannot handle it. So that's what's talking, the matzah. Now, lanza itself, the Meramu Lublin, over there, where it's brought, the idea of lunch is brought into Ram Lublin. So it's not so clear what lunza is. Is lunza the point where the mikvah is closed, you can't get back? Is it the point where they're already together in the house? Do they have to have tashmish? They're laying with each other? It's not so clear. Many places can take on that once it's closed, it's already lunza. You could call the mikvah lady and she'll come down and open willingly, she'll be happy to open again. But still, once it's closed already, that's called lunza, even though you didn't actually lay with each other. And that is a pretty accepted psak, that once the mikvah is closed. Question is that you always find there's always mikvahs that are on turn to be open very late. So do you have to go travel to that part of the city to get to that mikvah now? Yeah.
How does that fit with what? I thought lunza is because it's going to be multi-laz.
It's because of mighty laws that therefore by lunza we don't make her go back, but what's the gather to that? Now this is Siba why we're not going to make her go back, but what's the gather to it? At what point do we going to say already because of the Svar of laws we don't let you go, you don't have to go back? So that's what we're saying, that we take on that once we make this close already, then we use that Svar to say you don't have to go back, you don't have to go on to the Chumah. Now it's not, like Rav Chan said, not every, there's a Siba and then there's the gather. That's it. The Bialacha Taka talks about the Bialacha talks about cleaning the nails on Shabbos. Are you allowed to clean your nail on Shabbos? You be megara the tzipayrin. There's something wrong with that, right? The Mishmur says you should be careful not to be megara to scrape the nail. Scrape the nail. So cleaning the nail on Shabbos says, cut it and she has to clean it, so then you have to be careful not to even gara the tzipur. When it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, so here we have the Taz, the Shachne Kutz, the Kesef, and then I see Kelim and Oreh Chaim. The Taz of Yisivka the Chaval says that now that it's only a Chumrah, and she has no head to tell a goy to cut it. And now, and if it's not b'makom mitzvah, ne'ikra din, she could tell you about this. However, therefore, it's also b'mir l'akom. It's a tarish la b'makom mitzvah. It's a tarish la b'makom mitzvah. And plus, he has another issue that even if you'll have the guy do it, she's a sayas, just like we find in the dinim of makif and nikif. Therefore, it's the issa taira. And therefore, she should just clean her nail and be careful not to regard the nail. And that's enough. Shaka Nakutsu Kesev, he says, no. Cut it, you should get the nail cut because now that she doesn't need the nail, she's cutting off, she's not using the nail. So, first of all, it's only a Sidra Banan. It's a Lakshen Shrikh Lagufa. And the Shach also holds that the nail itself is chaytzit, lechatchila at least. If it's a litzarech mitzvah, misayeya, that's a specific din by makiv and nikiv, not by all these surim. So therefore, it's better to get a guy to cut the nail. That's the Shach.
You know, by him it's only chumra as well. At the end of the day, it's only chumra.
No, you're right. At the end of the day, it's only chumra. Right, but he's. And he's the man who's bringing this Ravon into.
Okay, right. It's still being.
Did you have it?
And then what's the mitzvah?
What?
It's a chumra. If he lets
it's
you.
It's a bismana.
Zaina?
It's a Zaina, it's a Peruva.
So we matter is a Ravon as a Zaina general? Maybe in Aldi Gordis?
No, you can't get it. One rule in called Terakul is you don't apply. Just when you found here to someone else.
No,
you're right. We see we do it over here. Now you have Malcolm to do it someone else. You have to figure out. Like, what are you talking about? It could be right.
So yes.
And not automatically now that we erase all these surah
Gavans
because of Peruvu.
No, say let's say case on Shabbos.
The Gavan does say Peruvu is a mitzvah gedayla.
No, case on Shabbos.
Right? And therefore we're matzvah by good or ugly there. Yeah.
as a case on Shabbos itself. Would we let's say you get into a tower room, you could sleep in a different tower room with your family on the couch, or they could sleep in a normal tower room and eat matzah all day. Good. Friday night, they're in a hotel, they're locked out of their room. Yeah. Their parents' room's open, they have a couch and a floor. So if they have thing, if they matter the guy, they could be kind of zoned up. But otherwise.
Okay. Definitely. I hear that. That sounds right. That sounds right. But it means that every week they're macron. Not that. I'm thinking like this week they're going to be macron.
Okay.
In Arachim Shemim. Over there, the person down if the chalitz consider malach shein tzrichul yufa, right? The mishbur and the das and the mechaber says you'll be chayiv. The bir alachi says from the fact that she's only doing it for tzvila and not liyapis atzma, so therefore it does remain like a malach shein tzrichul yufa and tzmota yidei goy. Again, you have a lot of back and forth on that. So the Zalman says. It's dafka when it's not the derech to cut all the nails on Erev Shabbos. But it's the derech to cut your nails for Shabbos. That's called the siapais. And if it'll be a sevenatera. Again, so this is discussed over there. The question is.
That what the Shach keeps in the Tukudis Kesef keeps saying that it's only. It's a Durban and not a Duraisa in any way?
Yeah.
Because he's saying it's not never going to be Nachshav
right,
in these
right,
cases.
That's what he's saying. The question is, but why? How goof and I'm doing it for the Tzvila is a Tikkun. That is a Tikkun.
We find the most of
the
Shoinim.
We find places in Shabbos to pay on Beis.
Right? No, that's all this.
Like Korea on Beis side. Because it's real good because it's a tikkun mitzvah. The mitzvah of the kriya. Even the kriya is only the din kriya is only the rabbanan, right?
By bris, most the hansel is not generally not. So we're like one sheet of ziza.
It's a question. Because the mitzvah over here, the tikkun over here is not cutting the nail. Tikkun over here is not to have more nails. Over there, by the mitzvah kriya, the mitzvah is the kriya itself. There's no mitzvah cutting nail. No.
Yeah.
If her nails were cut 2 days ago, she doesn't have to cut her nails before she goes to the mikveh.
This is why meal on Shabbos is most pesukim model, that it's only one sheet that says it's ziza.
Moving it or being removed.
Ah, okay.
Right? They do it over there also. Go to the Brits and you'll hit the Torah.
Right, yeah, where was that? Okay, what would they want to be removed? It's a Rechon
Baruch Be'er.
That's
the one you're listening to. So again, this is the Ramban. The Ramban talks about being toilish the nights of and chulin. The Ramban talks about pulling out the hairs from the mark of the shechita. The Ramban says that it's not a malach shein tzrichul yufa because I'm sorry if I got the Ramban says it's a malach shein tzrichul yufa because you don't need it, even though in order to shecht I need to pull out those hairs. But I don't need it. I don't need to pull out hairs to shech. It's not part of it. I need a clear spot. So here by the square, and also you could say I just need not long nails. This is far to say that the whole chumrah of the Ravon is nitzar oymi litloish. On Shabbos it's not oymi litlish because you can't cut it on Shabbos. So today it's not oymi litlish. So shemiyach tzitza. But Rav Shlomo Zalman said on this tiny, he said that since before Shabbos it was oymi lachtoich, so the issa Shabbos can't change that to make it ene oymi. It's only if it's something which is taka ene oymi, so then. Anyway, these are different stars going back.
Oh, so the question was on with what earlier.
Yeah.
So if Lady Tak cuts them every Arab Shabbos, then she's in trouble.
Right.
Would the guy be with Shinoi then? Or Lionette?
So let's see. Let's see what we say over here. Okay. Okay, so he says it like this. Fingernails. If she's got to cut all her fingernails, or even one fingernail, she should tell a guy to remove the nails. Demi Evsha, Tigza is Hanachas, we're spraying my tips a bit. The Psira. What's the Psira? What's the tips of the Psira? What?
Call me away.
Yeah. Tiftzer, top pay, tiny vibration.
It means a nail, good man.
Oh, it means nail, good man.
Yeah,
so
yes.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Okay, so what's he saying? He's coming on over here. He's going within in Shimem, Sifal, Mishbur, Sifkat, and Gimel, Be'er, Allah, Hashem, the Magen of Rav. The chim shein kavanasa the snois v'zel the tzarch tefila the mikri melacha shein tzrich leguf. That's right. By me your days from kuf tzadi ches by goy simri baruch on the nikus the kesef the kavanasa the snois that would be melacha shein tzrich leguf. Meili yish nev das a filay de nachis. But if he's there nearly, the darka shalish alizis sipaner kolar of Shabbos and because of Kvay Shabbos, Im shocha be'erev Shabbos lifnei lechta le'mikvah, the yishnei v'chai gavrein zeh nikra rak l'tzarech tefillah alen gam l'snois, l'tzarechin. Im taim le'nachri shu yoyim al le'nachris l'igz l'tzipar neha, kilt fei, if I told the goy, to tell his wife, the goya, to cut the nail, says amir al amira, so it's even more cool to think. V'yishnei v'chai gavrein shari b'chol enin, ayin shen zayin, shmur sikad l'chavdal. So that would make sense. Now, another.
Wait, that's if it's a malachas shtrichel.
Right. That's if it's shtrichel.
Then even not b'shino. That was Amir Lamira or
Amir Lamira's muta.
Right, what if there's another guy around? You just have to.
So that we can get to that. That's base. So we're reading Aleph, right? Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Aleph, and Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yud. Look at that. Okay. Maybe there's more on the next page. Okay.
I think we have enough.
So then he says, or he also, he says another point. Says, if it's possible, you should try to chapra in bein shvashis. Also, bein shvashis between shkis chavetz and chavim, because then we matter the tzeich mitzvah like a reisam chal sefal mishburus kam yigimel. The toy v'yaisel ligzes aydei nachri me'ashel nakra. Like it's brought in the sheets that's arriving over here in Shachs of the Chafei. Chosha Sidl Lidlon, Chaitzi Ashto. So it's always better to try to get the guy to remove it. And then he declares if there's a difference between Tziparnei Raglayim and Tziparnei Yadayim. Ulai Mayri, the Tziparnei Raglayim, Sheinayim is a Kolkach. Okay. Now, in Einochris, that's if we have a guy. If there's no guy over here, and she's got to cut all her nails, Roishalay Sitbo, Besidches, and Tvilu Yamacha. Mamin Aleph, Chochmas Adam. With the Pella, Shemesh the Brub, Simesh Shin Mem, Ene Mevi Dinze.
He
brings it?
No, I'm a Dinze, I'm talking about.
There's no guy, and she's got to cut all her nails. I think it's a pella to say this also because.
Why can't you just do nikra, right?
Right, especially nowadays that the whole svar for the Ramah is. What was the meaning it was on? Because it was EF shit to clean it. Because the environment lived with dirt floors and everything was dirty, so the fingernails were always dirty. So it was EF shit without cutting it. And nowadays it's not just Efsha, it's Efsha, Efsha, it's very Efsha. So it could be the whole meaning is Stama, Farah meaning. So that's if she forgot all her nails. Let's say she only forgot one or two of the fingernails. She forgot to cut it, or she forgot to cut a chelik of the nail. Then we're saying Mechan Nikor, that she should clean that area and check it well that it's clean, that no dirt's left over there. And again, be careful not to be megarer, to scrape off part of the nail, and then misayim chana.
What's the difference?
What's the difference if she got one or older? Shouldn't the story be the opposite also?
It's the opposite.
The one is worse,
no?
Maybe it's
then why is one worse?
Well,
one you don't want. Well, only so that's long enough.
Only in the Ravon.
I thought she wouldn't want all. Even the Ravon, I thought she wouldn't want all.
Sure.
Yeah. Bunch of them all either, so.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if you're being a chana to all of one,
you'd rather have all of them all.
Right, one, no? Could you open up to the Haxfi? Your day is in Kupsamach base. No, you don't forget about it. I'll come to
the is there any kulas alchamaisa since that? The whole kumar of the Shari Dura is only because that it used to be Efsher that. It was EF sure that there was no way there was dirt underneath there. We quote a Chassid Sadim, and they said it's very sure though with the actual.
Right, I would be Mako. She cleaned it.
Mm-hmm. For the whole.
Yeah. Okay, Dalin. Oh, one thing, I went too fast. I mean, he says the end all. He says, the gamim shachal lizes kol tzipar nei yad, yichoy lulis mechadas mekim lo naka tachas a tzipar nei. V'tas ikem b'metinus lo tzimara las iski. Kedesh lo yishoa kol lichol tachas a tzipar nei. So I don't know what was in Beis. If ain nachas v'ish shachal lizes kol tzipar nei yad, roi shalo sitbo v'sitv an. Sounds like he's saying it's right that she shouldn't be there on Peshlo, but if she wants, you chay the heedless mechadas mekinim. That's what he's saying. Okay, so I was nervous, man. Now, what does he say on the bottom? He says, "Ayin chach masadam kufi tesif tesvav." That moira gam bezeshet tismechal niko lo hifsit. That's why. The Daki Tshuva says, if it's ef shaydei nachris. So then, tuchal lenakron hates it. Now, Zavada, the best, that's what he's trying to bring up. The best hates is to get a guy to bite it or cut it. If you can't do that, so now you're stuck in a question of should we be semich on cleaning or not?
Bite it or cut it even? Bite it applies even if she's only doing the tefillah?
She's doing the tefillah?
She's only cutting for tefillah, then you need biting as well?
Okay, so that's the question. Are we saying that's far or not? Now, is it still better to get out of those shilas if it's called a tikkun or not? Unless she cuts all her nails every Shabbos or something like that. Or do I mean?
Can you just tell them? Does it count? If you just tell them to cut it, then is that
bite
count?
And then he cuts it?
No. What if you?
Yeah, no,
oh, wait, I'm saying you just say fire. You just say, can you cut it? Now they have the option of doing whatever they want.
That we stop cutting and cut in the nails.
Then that's basically being a fire stone.
Right.
You see, you could bite it if you want.
Now, if you talk, you can't push it all. I'm sorry, if you can't clean it, hate it, if you're not going to be able to clean it well, then titchas a tefillah liyamacha.
Or wouldn't you be able to clean it? Because.
Says, it may not be a chalanaka. Some people, their nails are hurt.
It's a baker.
When
back to bedside, come on.
No, if it's stuck there in a way that it's going to like remain there, then could it be three times into the...
I don't know. Maybe she doesn't have a... doesn't say what to...
Yes. But isn't hate to just the extent where it's not going to be the scan out by law? What would be the dar of hate to...
Shalai yisha kol lichach tachasat mayim. I think women are very marked. Men also.
You had to have...
She was not marked.
Okay,
But Or that's before Gwarda is only one. If he said do Amira Lamira in a case where she was mashbit to cut all of them.
This is the choling, that's always the best thing.
Right, why not?
Yeah.
If you could. But what about in a case where there's only one guy and she's mashbit to cut them? So it's a mashbit to cut them. That was your answer.
Bakim mitzvah, we'll use that as a
deraisa
then.
Yeah,
the
deraisa,
the bakim mitzvah.
So then you'll have to ask her to bite it, and that would be still be fine.
Right.
Even seriously, gufa.
Right.
But wouldn't that also be a problem? Because there's going to be still little pieces left that are makbid.
I just have to do it well.
Why?
Every little, like, okay.
Here he's saying, biting. We learned about Pirsha, they came up with the nail. Medulla? That's Tibor and Medulla. Same
thing.
Next thing.
Okay. Ah, you're right here. It's Tibor and Medulla. Shapir Shemiruta, Chatez, Pirsha, Ruben, and Chatez. Could you open up, please, to Hartzvi or De Simchah Samach Beis? He talks about it over here. Let's say you have a tziparin shepir shebaruba, and it's close to falling off, and it's mitzayer her, or it's going to be mitzayer her, physical tsar. So then the halacha from Sheikh of Chesed wants to remove it.
No, we don't know which what's called
pirsha. Right, we don't know which way.
So that we're machmir.
So that's why we do it with the yad or shinayim. Now we're clean. But if it's not mitzayra, not olal tara, loy tasi asoy, but tinakavei devisitva. Because perish miut and most of it is left attached. Sazayim enei mezli gozeis oisach reshalsi yantiv. Then you should clean it underneath in taiva.
Wait, I thought he says we're machmir for the biyad because we don't know which way. We don't know what it's called Pishruba.
Again, yeah, what are you saying?
Shruba says there that we're machmir feel biyad because we don't know what's called Pishruba.
Right.
Even biyad.
He says about the skin.
It's
like,
yeah. It says.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
He's only going by the skin? It's one.
Look at
Shulchab Chesayf Sifkat and
Tzadibah.
Oh,
Tzadibah,
okay.
Tzadibah. No, I mean, I'm saying.
Tzadibah?
No, 1 second. Ayin Shom Sif Lamed Aleph. Mishmur Sif Kata Tzadi Hei. Shmir Shabbos Perek Tidal Sif Nindal Ha'or Rokuch Mem Zayin. Eish Al-Vram Sif Shom Chav Ches Sif Lamed Aleph. The Tzarek Tzvil Mut Ali Shem Ikra Din Lita Kot Tzikonea B'Pia. I feel Loi Per Shuruban. Whoa.
What?
It says,
The end of that is only going on the skin, and therefore, and he says, and therefore, if you don't know what Pish Ruba, then you have a Safi, you have to trade your bottom. But if it's Tzar,
it says, because.
If she's ever someone else's mother is a tzar?
No. comes the Lach Shem Tzuchel Gufim.
Right, that's right.
What?
Someone, someone.
Okay, I'm not sure. Not sure. You have to look up the Shemir Shabbos here. Okay, but then I'll look up these Maram comes for the next Chavir. But Tziparnei Raglayim, by Tziparnei Raglayim, he says, Gavin Nimtis Bamakam Nachris, she chaligs is Nisha Tziparnei Raglayim, Mutter that not to cut it, just be Semachan Nikon, by the toenails. Even Nakar well, that there shouldn't be any dirt left there, and again be careful not to be Gara. In Hevdo Bedinze, may Shachad Ligs is Tziparnei Achas, or you've got all of them, does make difference. Just do it slowly and be careful to clean it out well.
Right, is it saying, you know, if she does miss some things and we don't really care because it's her life? We care less.
What?
Chatzitza?
Yeah.
As the Berlach there says, you could do it
right, with any girl. Berlach there masav chayv sharetzin zikot and gimel. Right. Fine, okay. Now, okay, so we have to come back to more pratim at this Persha. Now, okay. Okay, now Chaf Dalet. Instead of Chaf Dalet, we begin the halachas of Beis Hasdarim and Blua. Now, over here, we have the Mishnah Mikvois Berachas Mishnah Hey. Do I have a soul coming into this room?
Yeah, but
it should be here now.
Yeah?
It should have been here
from the
table. Okay. So I think that.
I missed the last
few
minutes.
What did he say? Said he was davening, so he didn't come. He was davening, so he should continue
here for a minute.
Oh. So I'm saying, what's the...
Should we pause it?
Yeah, you can end it.